This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Mike Henneke, the interim editor of the News Review, and today you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about sort of an update on some changes with the paper.
Well, we've been around since the late 1800s, 1867, I believe, and we think all is going well, and it usually is, and all of a sudden change happens. Ian Campbell, our managing editor for the past 4.5 years, give or take, 2017, took employment elsewhere, and we wish him the best. And he set quite the standard, so now we're looking for somebody else. Do you want to apply?
Don't look at me. I think I've got a job.
Are you busy enough?
Yeah, could be. So talk about, what does a managing editor do?
That's a good question, Kyle. A managing editor, number one, is the public face of the newsroom for the community. They talk to public officials. They represent the newsroom. When the rare problems come up, they try to solve them. They try to make it right. As always, if there's a correction or if there's something that's wrong, we want to fix it right away, make sure it's right, and then move along and make sure people are as happy as possible.
And to become a managing editor of a paper, what tends to be somebody's background?
Well, I think you have to be experienced in the business. You have to write. You have to hopefully take photos. You have to know how to edit stories. You have to know the stories that matter to people. Not only do we do watchdog journalism, which I think is important, we want to tell your stories in the community. We want to be there for the important events. So a managing editor recognizes that and plus does all the administrative stuff that can drive people crazy.
And so now going forward, in the interim, you're kind of doing your job and part of his.
Yeah, it makes for some busy days. But I tell you what, we have such a great team here. The reporters here in the sports department, photos, everybody, designers. It makes it a pleasure to be here. Long hours, yes, but when you do good work and it's recognized by the community and your peers, it makes it all worthwhile.
For the staff that you have here, talk about some of people's backgrounds.
Oh, that's the interesting thing, Kyle. We have people from all over the map. We have people with different ideologies. People think, all that News Review, they're far right or they're far left. That couldn't be further from the truth. We're very diverse staff, and we make it a point to be very careful to recognize the demographics of our readers. And we have, you know, people with massive experience like sports editor Tom Eggers, Carissa Sagaski, and we have new people that come along, and they all work together. It's amazing to see how a miracle happens with the publication of a newspaper every day. It truly is a miracle.
And you've got some of the staff, too, that not only have they been doing this professionally for a long time, but they've got a background here in Douglas County.
Absolutely. I mean, Carissa's been here for a long time. Everybody, I'm amazed, like Tom Eggers, everybody knows who he is. Dan Bain, when he was here, it was so much fun to walk down the street, and he knew everybody. I used to think he had Moses on speed dial.
I think that has come up a few times here in the radio back when Dan was in TV in particular. So what do you think about newspapers? I mean, there's a lot evolving right now in media.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question it's a challenging industry to be in. And that's why I'm grateful for the local ownership who believes in newspapers and believes in us and knows the importance of having us here. We've been here for a long time, and the ownership has said we plan to be here for much longer. We're not going away.
What do you think the difference is about being locally owned versus somebody in X big city back east?
Oh, I think it depends. I mean, if you look at a big newspaper corporation, they have they got to please the stockholders, and they want margins. They want profits that they want to try to achieve. And I truly believe the advantages of local ownership. You know, obviously we're here to make some money. We have to do that. But he believes in newspapers. He believes in the role of newspapers and believes in being a part of the community and moving forward from there.
All right. So for the process, so what do you do in terms of finding a new managing editor?
Well, we've got the word out, and we've talked to some candidates. We have some strong candidates already. We're looking at some other ones, and we're going to keep going until we find the right candidate. That's important to us, and so we're not going to settle for just anybody. because it is important to get the right leadership in place and continue to do what we've done for so long.
All right, interim editor of the News Review, Mike Henneke. Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.